and welcome to the program. Today we are in message number 9 on dealing with our feelings. We'll be in 1 Samuel chapter 30. Have your Bible ready. Samuel chapter 30, verse number 1, it says, "And it came to pass, when David and his men were come to Ziklag on the third day, that the Amalekites had invaded the south and Ziklag, and smitten Ziklag and burned it with fire." When you get down to verse number 4, we read, "Then David and the people that were with him lifted up their voice and wept until they had no more power to weep." Well, I think we would recognize they were somewhat discouraged, and they're going to have to be dealing with their feelings if they're going to have the victory. And before you get to the end of the story, they have a tremendous victory. It was all by the grace of the Lord, though, and we'll see that when we look at it. Listen to this message and song, "He giveth more grace as the burdens grow greater."
He giveth more grace when the burdens grow greater. He sendeth more strength when the labors increase. To added affliction he addeth his mercy. To multiplied trials his multiplied peace. His love has no limit, his grace has no measure, his power has no boundary, nor none to man. For out of his infinite riches in Jesus he giveth and giveth and giveth again. When we have exhausted our store of endurance, when our strength has failed, when we reach the end of our hoarded resources, our Father's forgiving is only begun. His love has no limit, his grace has no measure, his power has no boundary, nor none to man. For out of his infinite riches in Jesus he giveth and giveth and giveth again. He giveth and giveth again.
I'm reading again in 1 Samuel chapter 30. It says, "It came to pass, when David and his men were come to Ziklag on the third day, the Amalekites had invaded the south and Ziklag, and smitten Ziklag, and burned it with fire, and had taken the women captives that were therein. They slew not any, either great or small, but carried them away and went on their way. So David and his men came to the city, and behold, it was burned with fire, and their wives and their sons and their daughters were taken captives. Then David and the people that were with him lifted up their voice and wept until they had no more power to weep. Well, here they are returning from battling with the Philistines, and those Philistines were pretty ugly to battle with. Battles get a little wearisome after a while. They get back, and the Amalekites had attacked, invaded the city, and taken their families and burned the city with fire. The Amalekites were the first to attack Israel after they left Egypt. They were constantly attacking them for many years. Battle after battle can lead to a serious problem of discouragement, especially if we're getting battles from our brethren. I've been a Christian since I was 12 years old. I'm now 76. I have had far more situations where my brethren have discouraged me than I have where unsaved people have. Well, you know, the Amalekites were actually descendants of Esau. Remember Jacob and Esau? Yeah, they once walked together. Well, not anymore. Now they are attacking, constantly attacking. Well, they come home, and the Bible says here they lifted up their voices and they wept until they had no more power to weep. However, things got worse for David. In verse 6 it says, "And David was greatly distressed, for the people spake of stoning him, because the soul of all the people was grieved, every man for his sons and for his daughters." Well, David, what are you going to do? The Bible says in verse 6, David encouraged himself in the Lord his God. What do you mean when it says he encouraged himself? Well, the self-life, we've said it many times, and we'll say it many more times because it's so important. It is the mind, the will, and the emotions. And the Bible says the Holy Spirit speaks with our spirit. Our spirit, in turn, should dictate to our mind, our will, and our emotions as to how we're going to handle things. And what we need to do is do all things to glorify the Lord and honor him. So David does the right thing. He prays, and the answer is pursue. It's interesting, back in Psalm 34, verse 14, the Bible says, "Depart from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it." Pursue it. Now, we can get all upset, and we can get all emotional, and we can weep until we have no more power to weep, and that's going to happen sometimes. But what are we going to do? How are we going to have the victory? Well, the Bible says, seek peace and pursue it. We're living in a situation, especially in these last days, where if you're going to stand up and be a kind of Christian that God expects us to be, you're going to face some battles. The word battle is in the Bible 170 times. The word war is in the Bible 225 times. The word adversary is there 22, and adversaries, plural, is there 36 times. The word enemy is there 107 times, and enemies, plural, is in the Word of God 270 times. The Bible says in 1 Peter 5 and verse number 8, "Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour." So Paul said, here's how he handled that in 1 Corinthians 9:26. He says, "So fight I not as one that beateth the air." I'm going to make contact with old smut face. 2 Timothy 4:7, Paul said, "I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith." And so he says, be sober, be vigilant, because. Now, to be sober is, metaphorically speaking, to be free from wrong influences. An influence is the capacity to have an effect on the character, development, or behavior of a person. Be sober. Be vigilant. That's in contrast with being indifferent. Indifference is a lack of concern and being unresponsive to a situation. David said, well, Lord, what should I do? And the Lord said, pursue. And if you do, you'll have the victory. And they did, and they have the victory. Be sober, be vigilant, because. Why? Because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, seeketh whom he may devour. Now in verse 9 it says, "Whom resist steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions were accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. but the God of all grace, who has called us unto his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after that ye have suffered a while, make you perfect, establish, strengthen, and settle you," he says here. Now, I want to focus on these two words that are in these two verses. That is the word faith and the word grace. Remember, we're dealing with discouragement. We're dealing with our feelings. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians 8:7, "Therefore, as ye abound in everything, in faith, see that ye abound in this grace also." Now, this grace is simply God-given gift. It's a desire and the ability to do God's will, and that comes from the Lord if we'll accept it. Paul said in 1 Corinthians 10, he said, "But by the grace of God, I am what I am." By the grace of God, I am what I am. What did he say he was? He said he was able to be content no matter what state he was in. By the grace of God, I am what I am. And he went on to say, "And his grace was not bestowed upon me in vain." He took advantage of his grace. And so grace, the desire and the ability to do God's will. Faith, that's talking about what we believe. Jesus said, "According to your faith, be it unto you." Now, if we're going to deal with discouragement, 2 Peter 1:5 says, "Giving all diligence, add to your faith." And so if you want to have the power to be able to defeat the discouraging times, if we want to see the victory, it's a gift from God. It's a byproduct of adding to our faith what we're told to add in 2 Peter chapter 1. Now, there's seven things there that we need to add to our faith. We looked at them in a previous program. If you're studying them through, 2 Peter chapter 1 begins at verse number 5, "Giving all diligence," it says, "add to your faith." And then he says in verse number 10 of chapter 2, "If ye do these things, ye shall never fall." Never fall into this pit of discouragement. Oh, of course, we're going to have discouraging times. We're going to have emotional situations. However, we can, as Paul the Apostle did, we can say, "I have learned in whatever state I am in to be content." And so we need to understand that victory over our feelings is a byproduct. "Give all diligence," he said, "to add to your faith." Also in Galatians chapter 5 and verse number 22, talks about the fruit of the Spirit. And the first ones that are mentioned there are love, joy, and peace. Those are emotions, and they are part of the will, and they are a byproduct of simply being filled with the Spirit, control with the Spirit. The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, and peace. And the Bible says it's a peace that passes understanding, Philippians 4:7, "And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus." Well, in Psalm 77, verse number 4, David said, "I am so troubled that I cannot speak." But it also says in Proverbs 24:16, "A just man falleth 7 times and rises up again." It's a choice. When we're dealing with our feelings, the Bible says, and Jesus said it, "As he thinketh in his heart, so is he." Peace is a byproduct of letting the Lord have his way in every part of our life.
When we walk with the Lord in the light of his word, what a glory he sheds on our way. While we do his good will, he abides with us still, and with all who will trust and obey. Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. Not a shadow can rise, not a cloud in the skies, but his smile quickly drives it away. Not a doubt or a fear, not a sign or a tear, can abide while we trust and obey. not a burden we bear, not a sorrow we share, but our toil he doth richly repay. Not a grief nor a loss, not a frown or a cross, but is blessed if we trust and obey. Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. But we never can prove the delights of his love until all on the altar we favor he shows, and the joy he bestows are for them who will trust and obey. Then in fellowship sweet, we will sit at his feet, or we'll walk by his side in the way. What he says we will do, where he sends we will go. Never fear, only trust and obey. Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus.